Lesson 6. Free to choose liberty and eternal life. 2 Nephi chapters 1 through 2. 2 Nephi chapter 1 contains counsel that Lehi gave to his sons shortly before he died. As you study this chapter, look for specific things that Lehi counseled his sons to do and for the blessings, that he promised they would receive if they obeyed his counsel. As you study 2 Nephi chapter 2, look for the words free, act, and choose. You may want to mark these words when you find them. Take time to ponder the importance of these words. Read 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. How can you make these things known? How does your making these things known show gratitude to the Savior for His atonement? Read 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 15 through 25, and look for 1. Conditions that existed for Adam and Eve before they partook of the forbidden fruit, and 2. The opposition they experienced after they partook of the fruit. What blessings can you receive because the fall of Adam and Eve brought opposition into the world? See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 23 through 27, and Moses chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. Suggestion for family discussion. Explain that missionaries are often asked questions that are answered clearly in the Book of Mormon. Invite family members to play the role of missionaries who are asked the questions below. Have them answer the questions using the accompanying scriptures from 2 Nephi chapter 2. 1. What do you mean when you say that Jesus is the Savior? See 2 Nephi chapter 2 verses 5 through 10. 2. Why does God allow both good and evil in the world? See 2 Nephi chapter 2 verses 11 through 13. 3. I don't want a lot of commandments. Won't my freedom be limited if I follow Jesus' teachings? See 2 Nephi chapter 2 verses 26 through 29. End of Lesson 6, Free to Choose Liberty and Eternal Life.